Good morning, good evening, wherever you are across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson, quantum coach and teacher, intuitive guide, and above all, an inquisitive soul. This podcast is about how we can bring the various spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts validated by quantum physics and modern cosmology to the very practical level to improve and enrich our life experience as individuals, communities, and the humankind. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. Today I'd like to talk about something very important, which is often dismissed or just not taken seriously. In other cases, mainly due to the lack of understanding of the issue. How can we protect our biofield and how can we consciously manage our energy? And that's not our physical energy, but our bioenergy. It is important to understand the difference between the bioenergy and the physical and chemical energy generated by our body cells through a complex process of metabolism. So what is biofield? It is an electromagnetic field containing subtle energies of the quantum field, enveloping our physical body like a cocoon, which we often call the aura. It normally extends about 3 to 6 feet from the body in all directions, and it can and does change its size in relation to the body from just a couple of inches to several feet and more. It does so by itself in response to various stimuli, and we can also consciously expand and contract it, which I will come back to in a moment. Every conscious matter has an aura. Plants, animals, rocks, people. Large ecosystems such as the ocean and rainforest have an aura. Our planet Gaia has an aura. So, what is it? The biofield is a protective cocoon sustaining the physical body. It is a bridge between the physical dimension or density and the quantum field or the spirit. In fact, with the physical body in the center, the bands of the biofield are more and more subtle in relation to their distance from the body moving outwards. And we have 7 of them. These bands, we call bodies, are connected to the 3 planes of existence: physical, astral, and spiritual. The first 3 bands extending from the physical body are the etheric body, emotional body, and mental body, connected to the physical plane. Then we have the astral body, connected to the astral plane. The 3 most outer bands are connected to the spiritual plane, the etheric template, celestial body, and the causal body. These planes of existence, by the way, are not stacked vertically, which is a common linear view propagated by some religions of the spirit or God being up there, while we in our physical body are down here. There is no up or down in the quantum field. All these planes are here at different frequencies, and we exist in all of them at the same time, connected to those planes via the corresponding frequencies of our auric field bands. There is another important difference I'd like to highlight between the high and low physical energy of a person and the high or low spiritual frequency, which is their spiritual signature, as they are not directly connected or related. For example, a spiritual person with a high-frequency spiritual signature can be unwell and tired when their cellular energy production is insufficient or corrupted by an illness, and so their physical energy will be low. Conversely, someone whose persona, lifestyle, and behavior generate a low spiritual frequency, for example, when they kill and abuse people or animals, can be physically well, with high level of physical energy. How are you doing so far? Are you still with me? Before addressing the importance and ways of protecting our biofield, it is important to understand the key quantum principles that govern our life, so that all information that follows makes sense. We need to set the foundation we will keep in mind when talking about the protection of our biofield. So let's review these key principles. Everything is energy, including our thoughts and emotions. This energy is electromagnetic and carries information. Energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only change form, frequency, and the information it carries. Consciousness is non-local. It is everywhere. Our environment is an extension of our mind. Our thoughts and emotions create our personal reality. We are constantly sending out our energy signature or state of being into the quantum field, which attract people and events that match its frequency. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Whatever we imagine comes into existence as a potential in the quantum field, which can be manifested with intention by collapsing the wave of possibility into a particle of matter. An observer affects the reality they are observing. But it gets better, and I'd like to take you even deeper into this rabbit hole. We are all swimming in a cosmic soup, the universal consciousness with no beginning and no end. This field of consciousness contains everything that ever was, is, and will be in the creation on our linear timeline. Our individual consciousness, which is our soul fragment, is part of the cosmic soup, where it exists connected to all other fragments of consciousness in the creation, other souls and collective soul consciousnesses such as trees and rocks. We don't create new thoughts as we can't create energy, so we don't actually send them out. What happens is that when we have a thought, which is always linked to an emotion, its corresponding energy in this universal consciousness lights up, if you like, and becomes more prominent, revealing the source of its excitement, which is us, our intention. That's why intention is so powerful, and I teach about it in my quantum living programs. You can visualize this as the infinite number of fiber optic cables connecting everything with everything, lighting up and dimming down. So, for example, when I am sending, quote-unquote, some positive thoughts to my sick friend and my wishes for them to get better quickly, that thought, which already exists in the quantum field and connects me with my friend, lights up with its high frequency of healing, which my friend receives instantaneously, whether they are aware of it or not. Same thing happens with negative thoughts and energies. So, why do we need to protect our biofield from negative energies, and how can we do that, since everything is connected in this cosmic consciousness soup? Our biofield is our personal cocoon, protecting and sustaining the physical body. Without it, the body would not survive in this dense 3D reality. We are like astronauts on a distant planet, and our biofields are our spacesuits. We receive an aura at the moment of conception. It is the spark of the spirit, our soul, that gives life to the physical body being created in the womb, and we release it at the time of death, when our soul fragment leaves the body and moves through the seven planes to the spirit realm. We enter this world as pure energy, and we leave it as pure energy. Our physical body is also energy, just vibrating at a much slower frequency of solid matter. Our personal biofield, which contains our soul DNA and the data of our other lives, constantly exchanges energy, hence information, with the quantum field, receiving and sending it out. Once again, this exchange of information is not a true movement of energy, but rather exciting the relevant quanta in the fabric of the universal consciousness, which then, through resonance and entrainment, affects the auras and bodies of the connected entities. That's why we need to pay attention to the energy we are coming in contact with, and also clean our biofield daily, just like we cleanse our body in a shower. There are seven main types of energy we receive. 1. Energy from food and all substances we put into our bodies. Again, I'm talking here about the subtle vibrations, not kilojoules. 2. Information we get via our five senses: colors, shapes and images, sound, smell, taste and touch. 3. Psychic energy and information we access via our sixth sense, such as precognition, visions, intuition, spirit presence, as well as information received through clairs, clairaudience, clairvoyance, etc. 4. Other people's thoughts and words received directly or via the internet, TV, and printed media that we read. 5. Energy from our environment, such as the energy of Mother Earth, energy of the ecosystems, the sea, the mountains, and forests. Electromagnetic energy emitted by various devices, high voltage power stations, and mobile phone towers. Energy from the sun, the moon, and all heavenly bodies. And that's, by the way, your explanation of how astrology works. And of course, 7, and the most important, the life force from the source we receive through our 7 chakras or vortices in our biofield. So, how can we protect our biofield? There are 4 easy steps to do that. 1. Learn to sense your own energy and be aware of its state. Become sensitive to your biofield by frequently tuning into it. Simply go to a quiet place, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and place your awareness inside your body and then around it. The best way to do this is in a meditative state. Sense the size of your aura and play with it. Expand it just with your intention and then contract it again. You will feel the difference. The bigger your aura, the more relaxed you are. Push it out gently to 10, 12, 20 feet from your body in all directions. Then bring it back to about 4 to 6 feet. Notice the difference. When you feel a sudden change in the pressure or temperature on your skin or inside your body, or when you get goosebumps or chills, that's energy moving through you or around you. 2. Recognize and manage the subtle energies in your immediate environment. This includes your home, car, and office, as well as the people around you. Make sure that your environment is clean spacious and tidy, as dirt and clutter are huge energy drainers and blockers, lowering the frequency of your biofield. Surround yourself with beauty and harmony, which are uplifting, whether it's a lovely decor, artwork, or soothing music that resonates with your soul. Choose beauty and harmony over some jarring and disturbing works of art, even if they are trendy. As often as you can, spend some time in nature, by the sea, river, forest, or in the mountains. Be conscious what food and other substances you are putting into your body. Alcohol, smoking, and drugs have a severe impact on your biofield, hence your bioenergy, not just on your physical body, as they are in fact damaging the auric field, causing tears that create energy leakage and remove the protection from the negative energies. When you walk into a room or any location for the first time, tune into it and sense the quality of its energy. Is it inviting or repelling? Does it bring up joy or fear in you? Do you get goosebumps or chills? If it's repelling you with fear, you better leave quickly before the negative energy present there gets into your aura, or a psychic vampire hooks onto it and starts feeding on your bioenergy, or something bad happens. Be conscious of the energy of the people you are coming in contact with. If you happen to work with people with mental disorders and low vibrations such as anger and violence, in clinics, hospitals, or prisons, you need to maintain your protective auric shield and cleanse your aura at least 3 times a day, which doesn't take a lot of time. Avoid psychic vampires, those who hook up to other people's energy fields, sucking up their energy. Avoid people suffering from depression, unless you work with them, of course, and people with strong anger and violent behavior. The energy of depression, which is very dense, gray energy, can seep into your aura, causing your emotional state to adopt it as your own. And soon you will start experiencing depressive moods for no reason. Angry, violent energy is destructive and cuts like a knife into the aura, causing tears which then leak out your own positive energy. Be careful about receiving massage and any other personal services that involve touching your body. Always go to reputable places such as spas or retreats, check the qualifications of your therapist, and as you enter the room for your treatment, ensure that your therapist is in a calm, centered, and positive mood, as their bioenergy will affect you as much as the physical massage, if not more. 3. Manage the expenditure of your bioenergy. Be aware how much you give and how much you receive in your interactions with people. Be friendly and helpful, but maintain healthy boundaries. That's my advice. Don't spread yourself thin on many tasks and projects, as your bioenergy, which follows your attention and focus, will be all over the place, and that quickly creates an overwhelm and energy dissipation and depletion. Multitasking is a skill that requires a mastery of the bioenergy. Avoid engaging in lengthy arguments and disputes, lawsuits, and meaningless conversations. Be mindful how much you are investing, not just your physical energy, but also your bioenergy, in any involvement with people and activities. This involves maintaining healthy boundaries. 4. Cleanse your auric field and strengthen its protective shield at least once a day. The best time to do this is in the evening, perhaps in a shower, as you are washing off the sweat and impurities of the day. In your mind's eye, bring in a stream of pure white light coming through your crown chakra, and let it shower your entire aura, washing off all the negative energies and energy hooks that have attached to it during the day. After a few minutes, when you feel this is done, stop the light shower and, with your intention, create a protective shield around your aura like an eggshell. Remember, everything is energy, including your thoughts. And so your intention, while invisible, is the most powerful tool you have to manage and protect your biofield that sustains your life. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you really loved it, please post a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to encourage others to listen to it. For the show notes, guest and podcast info, reviews, comments, and much more, please visit quantumlivingpodcast.com. And if you'd like to dive deeper into quantum living and explore how you could work with me, please contact me, and I'd be delighted to help and support you on your quantum journey. I am your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.